This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. For NAB, supporting footballers from Auskick to the big time.
Time now to head up to Sydney and speak to Tom Harley, who's the Sydney Swans head of football. Tom, thanks so much for your time.
G'day, Kane. How are you going?
Oh, we're very well. How far down the road are you with St Kilda in your trade for Dan Hannanbury?
Oh, look, there hasn't been a lot transpiring in the past couple of days. We obviously were knocked out in the first week of the final. That was when both us and Dan agreed to have a good look at a trade to St Kilda. Always really mutual between both parties, but we haven't really got pointed at this stage. We've spoken in generalities, but I'm sure that we'll be able to work through that in the next couple of days at the start of the trade period next week.
Tom, how do you identify what a player like Dan is worth at his best? He's as good as anyone in the competition, certainly in the midfield. Last 2 years have been a bit lean for him. St Kilda don't hold a great hand in this draft. How do you work through that?
Yeah. It's a really good question. I think I think the first part is it's important that you know your own facts as to why you might entertain it. You don't necessarily speculate as to why St Kilda are. Your point's absolutely valid. He's a triple All Australian, vice captain of the football club, so there's clearly cachet in that. We've got a view on that. We're not going to play that publicly. St Kilda must have a view as well, given that they've approached him and offered him a long-term contract. So. Look, we'll work through it. We're confident something will get done, but we'll have to work for both parties.
Tom, you spoke about it being mutual with yourself and obviously Dan Hannanbury. Why has it got to this point? Do you feel like you, from your end, need to freshen up the list, free up salary cap space? Why did you want it from your end?
Oh, look, it's not as transactional as that. Dan's a Melbourne boy, strong Melbourne family. He's turning 28 next year and talking about what life after football might look like after his time finished up with the Swans. And sometimes that opportunity to potentially get back home comes quicker than what you might think. And Dan would have his reasons as to why he would entertain that as well. So I don't, as much as we appreciate that everyone wants to know the reasons why these conversations are had and then you come to the outcome that we have, I still think there's a place where you can have those chats internally. But as I say, there's no animosity from both parties, and I've spoken publicly before that Dan and John in particular, given their premiership player and premiership coach, are very tight. And those conversations sort of happened towards the back end of the year and were crystallised during the exit after our last game against the Giants.
And Tom, Gary Rowan's manager said yesterday that it's Geelong or Sydney. There's no other club that Gary Rowan will be playing for. Were you aware of that, and are you happy just to deal with Geelong, and will there be some goodwill with you with Gary Rowan, or now you'll say no, we need the best possible deal for our player?
Oh, look, it's a bit like the Hannah's one, Lordy, where you work through it, and we are just talking to Geelong about that, and clearly Gary's personal circumstances are well told and well known, and look, I think you take that into consideration. You also take into consideration what's best for your footy club and what Geelong might be able to offer up in return. So, we're forced in this situation where Kinnear Beaton, our list manager, and Stephen Wells, your long list manager, have got a really strong relationship and the way they conduct their business is first class. So we've started those discussions a bit like Dan there. We've got a general sort of sense. We won't play that out sort of publicly, but we're confident that that we can make that work. And that's the human side of football, isn't it? Gary and his wife, Amy, have had some clear challenges, and if we can provide an opportunity for them to move back closer to family support so then Gary can play some good footy, we'll look to do that.
Tom, is there any players that you will look at Geelong or even the St Kilda Football Club, or you'd like draft picks in return for those two players?
Look, I think you keep your options totally open. As it stands right now, we've got pick 12. We'd like to think that we're a chance for Nick Blakey as an academy player for us. So it's interesting now with the draft to look at it as almost two economies. You've got an economy for picks and you've got an economy for points. And we're probably in both, given it's a strong draft. And we also want to make no apologies about the fact we want to improve our list with specific needs. So, we've identified some needs. We'll look at what St Kilda might have. And if I've got a play, we'll absolutely have a look at that. They might be involved in other deals and there might be other parties involved to help get those deals done. So I don't think you can fix yourself just in on picks. You can't fix yourself just in on points or players. So we'll have a look at everything.
Tom, what are those needs? What are the deficiencies in your squad?
Oh, look, I think like most clubs, you want to sort of increase your midfield depth and just get some run through there, some really good runners and key position players. So it's probably the same as most clubs. We think we've got a really strong group of players under 23, and we think we've covered off most of our needs, and we've been able to do that through the draft. And Kinnear Beaton has done a great job in trying to assess all our needs through the draft. But through midfield depth, speed on the outside, and key position players that all come at the right price. Kane, it's just to fit them all in. So we're probably no different than most clubs.
Tom, Mitch Cleary here. Thanks for joining us. You say you want midfield depth, but there's a key back looming at the Magpies in Darcy Moore. Had a contract on the table from the Pies in February. Still yet to commit to that. Where do you sit with Darcy Moore? You're one of the few clubs that's been linked to him. Is that interest still pretty hot right now?
Yeah, look, we're clearly aware that we've been linked to him. On record at probably the midpoint of the year saying that through Liam Pickering we'd had some preliminary discussions. It hasn't progressed too much beyond that. I think it's important that you're respectful of the clubs that are competing, and Collingwood obviously competed right up until the end last Saturday. So, we're not going to play it out publicly. We haven't progressed anything too far. We'll make a decision probably today or tomorrow as to whether we sort of want to progress that. But at this stage, there's nothing to report on that front.
So there's no offer from you to Darcy Moore as yet?
No. We, as I say, it's been focused very much on trying to get back into the Collingwood side. And from what I can understand, that's from the outside. And obviously, their season's finished now. So we'll work out a strategy if we want to have a discussion about that or not. So, we'll work our way through that in the next couple of days.
Tom, you met with Ryan Clark from North Melbourne last week. How strong is interest in him? And he's one of those players that I guess you talk of that hard-running midfielder that can maybe provide a bit off half-back.
Yeah, we did that. And I guess when we missed or exited the finals early, you make sure you can maximise those extra days that you've got. We had a good discussion with Ryan and we've got an interest there for sure. He's obviously with North Melbourne at the moment. He's not a free agent, so that would need to be a trade. We'll work our way through that with North at the right time.
What about Aaron Vandenberg from the Melbourne Football Club, Tom? Have you met with him already as well?
We have, yes. We've had a discussion with Aaron. It's important to note to start off with any time that we talk to a player who's off contract, we'll clearly talk to the club first and foremost. But he's a player who's out of contract and we have an interest in. Really early days, obviously. Melbourne only finished sort of 10 days ago as well, 2 weeks ago. So we'll work our way through that. There's nothing really concrete with us at the moment. We want to keep our options open. As I say, both with players and picks. But Aaron's a player of interest and there are a number of players of interest that we've got out there as well. So we'll work our way through that in the next week or so.
And Tom, Nick Newman is a player on your list, been in and out of the side all year. Where do you sit with him at the footy club? Have you offered him a deal and how are you aware of North Melbourne's interest in him? And thirdly, I guess, could you have a rare straight swap for Ryan Clark and Nick Newman? Is that on the cards?
the old straight swap, that'd be nice and convenient. We did one of those a couple of years ago with Callum Sinclair and Lewis Jetter, and Jets obviously won the flag on the weekend, which was great for him. But look, we're aware that Nick has been to North Melbourne. Exactly the same situation with Ryan. I guess the North let us know that was on the cards. Nick's out of contract at the moment with us, and we're working through sort of list spots, and we actually haven't made our sort of major cuts into our list at this stage. We want to keep all those options open, but we're certainly aware of North Melbourne's interest.
And Tom, we couldn't let you go without one more question on Darcy Moore. Right now, in the next 3 weeks, you've got 3 weeks to play with. Do you bring him into the footy club? Do you have a medical? Where does it? What step is next with Darcy Moore? And is he touring the facilities, I guess, in the next week or so?
Well, I guess the first part to answer that question is whether that's a path that we want to look into. And so we need to form a really strong position on that. I don't think you want to waste anyone's time with these sorts of things. And clearly, if you're bringing in any player, we'd like to think if you're bringing any player, you would do the appropriate diligence, which is a meeting with the key people, medicals, and all of those sorts of things. None of that's happened at this stage. So, as I say, we'll work our way through that at the right time.
Are you sold on going to the draft with that pick 12, Tom, or would that be on the table for an experienced player?
No, we could. We're open to looking at all of that, Kane. And as I said, we're in the economy of picks and points with hopefully Nick Blakey a chance as an academy player for us. So, but we also want to improve the list. So we'll look at everything. And we've had discussions with clubs about that. You know, it's a first round pick. There's certainly currency associated with first round picks, but if the deal is right, we'd look at doing something with that.
Tom, thanks so much for your time this morning, and good luck.
No worries, guys. All the best.